The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale is a book that encourages readers to take control of their lives and make positive changes. The book begins with an introduction to the power of positive thinking, which is the foundation for all other aspects of life. It then goes on to discuss how one can use this power in order to achieve success in any area, from relationships and career goals to health and financial security. Throughout the book, Peale provides practical advice on how to think positively and apply it in everyday situations. Peale explains that negative thoughts are like weeds that must be uprooted before they can take root. He emphasizes the importance of replacing these negative thoughts with positive ones, as well as developing habits such as gratitude and self-discipline that will help keep them at bay. He also discusses how faith plays an important role in achieving success through positive living. He believes that having faith gives us strength when we face difficult times or challenges. In addition, Peale outlines specific steps one can take towards creating a more fulfilling life, setting realistic goals, taking action instead of waiting for things to happen, learning from mistakes rather than dwelling on them, being open-minded about new ideas, cultivating optimism even during tough times, maintaining balance between work and leisure activities, staying focused on what matters most in life, love, joy, peace, and so much more. The Power of Positive Living offers readers valuable insight into how they can create meaningful change within themselves by embracing positivity. Through his inspiring words and stories from real people who have achieved great things through applying these principles, Peale shows us just how powerful our minds really are when we choose to focus on the good instead of letting negativity consume us. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Believe in yourself. Positive thinking begins with believing in yourself and your abilities. This means having faith in your own potential and trusting that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to. Main idea number 2. Take action. Positive thinking is not just about having a positive attitude, but also about taking action to make your dreams a reality. Taking action is the key to achieving success and making positive changes in your life. Main idea number 3. Develop a positive mindset. Developing a positive mindset is essential for positive thinking. This means focusing on the good in life and looking for the silver lining in every situation. Main idea number 4. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to cultivate a positive mindset. Taking time to appreciate the good things in life can help to shift your perspective and create a more positive outlook. Main idea number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. Surrounding yourself with positive people can help to keep your spirits up and encourage you to stay focused on your goals. Main idea number 6. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of positive thinking. Having clear goals can help to keep you motivated and on track to achieving your dreams. Main idea number 7. Visualize success. Visualizing success is a powerful tool for positive thinking. Taking time to imagine yourself achieving your goals can help to keep you motivated and inspired. Main idea number 8. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is essential for positive thinking. This means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 9. Practice self-compassion. Practicing self-compassion is an important part of positive thinking. This means being kind to yourself and forgiving yourself for mistakes. Main idea number 10. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose is an important part of positive thinking. Taking time to reflect on what is important to you and what you want to achieve can help to keep you focused and motivated. Main idea number 11. Take time to relax. Taking time to relax and unwind is essential for positive thinking. This means taking time to do things that you enjoy and that make you feel good. Main idea number 12. Focus on the present. Focusing on the present is an important part of positive thinking. This means living in the moment and not worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. Main idea number 13. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness is a powerful tool for positive thinking. Taking time to be aware of your thoughts and feelings can help to keep you grounded and focused. Main idea number 14. Let go of negative thoughts. Letting go of negative thoughts is an important part of positive thinking. This means recognizing when you are having negative thoughts and consciously choosing to focus on the positive. Main idea number 15. Find your inner strength. Finding your inner strength is an important part of positive thinking. This means recognizing your own power and trusting in yourself to make the right decisions. Main idea number 16. Take time to reflect. Taking time to reflect is an important part of positive thinking. This means taking time to think about your life and what you want to achieve. Main idea number 17. Celebrate your successes. Celebrating your successes is an important part of positive thinking. Taking time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments can help to keep you motivated and inspired. Main idea number 18. Practice positive affirmations. Practicing positive affirmations is a powerful tool for positive thinking. Taking time to repeat positive statements to yourself can help to shift your mindset and create a more positive outlook. Main idea number 19. Find your passion. Finding your passion is an important part of positive thinking. Taking time to explore what you are passionate about can help to keep you motivated and inspired. Main idea number 20. Live in the moment. Living in the moment is an important part of positive thinking. This means taking time to appreciate the present and not worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Believing in yourself is essential to positive thinking. It means having faith that you can accomplish whatever goals you set for yourself and trusting your own potential. When we believe in ourselves, it gives us the confidence to take risks and try new things without fear of failure. Having a strong belief in our abilities also helps us stay motivated when times get tough. We are more likely to keep going even when faced with obstacles or setbacks because we know that if we put our minds to it, anything is possible. Believing in ourselves allows us to push through difficult situations and come out stronger on the other side. Positive thinking starts with believing in yourself and your capabilities. This doesn't mean being arrogant or overconfident. Rather, it's about having faith that you have what it takes to succeed no matter what challenges may arise along the way. Main idea number 2. Positive thinking is not just about having a positive attitude, but also about taking action to make your dreams a reality. It's important to remember that simply wishing for something won't make it happen. You have to take the necessary steps and put in the effort required to achieve success. Taking action is essential if you want to see positive changes in your life. When faced with an obstacle or challenge, don't be afraid of failure. Instead, use it as motivation and inspiration. Take risks and try new things. Even if they don't work out as planned, you'll still learn valuable lessons along the way. Don't let fear hold you back from achieving what you want. Take action and go after your goals with confidence. Finally, stay focused on your end goal and never give up. Even when times get tough or progress seems slow, keep pushing forward until you reach success. With hard work and dedication combined with positive thinking, anything is possible. Main idea number 3. Developing a positive mindset is essential for achieving success in life. It involves focusing on the good in life and looking for the silver lining in every situation. This means being mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions, and choosing to focus on what's right instead of what's wrong. It also means having an attitude of gratitude and appreciation for all that we have. In order to develop a positive mindset, it's important to practice self-care by taking time out each day to relax and recharge. We can also cultivate optimism by surrounding ourselves with positive people who lift us up rather than bring us down. Additionally, it helps to set realistic goals that are achievable so that we don't become overwhelmed or discouraged when things don't go as planned. Finally, developing a positive mindset requires regular affirmations such as repeating mantras or writing down inspiring quotes throughout the day. By doing this regularly over time, we can train our minds to think more positively, which will ultimately lead us towards greater happiness and success. Main idea number 4. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to cultivate a positive mindset. It involves taking time out of your day to appreciate the good things in life, no matter how small they may be. This can help you shift your perspective and create an overall more positive outlook on life. When we take the time to recognize and express our gratitude for what we have, it helps us focus on the abundance that already exists in our lives rather than dwelling on what's missing. Gratitude also has many physical benefits, such as reducing stress levels, improving sleep quality, increasing energy levels, and boosting immunity. Studies have even shown that people who practice gratitude are more likely to experience greater happiness and satisfaction with their lives compared to those who don't. The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale offers practical advice for incorporating gratitude into your daily routine. He suggests writing down 3 things each day that you are grateful for or expressing thanks before meals or bedtime prayers. Taking just a few moments each day to reflect on all the blessings in your life can make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself and others. Main idea number 5. Surrounding yourself with positive people is an important part of living a successful and fulfilling life. Positive people can help to keep your spirits up, encourage you to stay focused on your goals, and provide support when times are tough. By surrounding yourself with those who have a positive outlook on life, you will be able to draw strength from their optimism and enthusiasm. The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale emphasizes the importance of having supportive relationships in order to achieve success. He explains that it's essential for us to surround ourselves with individuals who share our values and beliefs so that we can remain motivated and inspired throughout our journey. Additionally, he encourages us to seek out mentors or role models who have achieved what we want in life, as they can offer invaluable advice. Ultimately, surrounding yourself with positive people is key if you want to live a happy and productive life. It's important not only for emotional support but also for practical guidance as well. So make sure that you take the time to build meaningful relationships with those around you. It could be the difference between achieving your dreams or giving up altogether. Main idea number 6. Setting goals is an essential part of positive thinking. Having a clear vision of what you want to achieve can help keep you motivated and focused on achieving your dreams. Goals provide direction, focus our energy, and give us something to strive for. They also help us measure our progress along the way. When setting goals, it's important to be realistic and specific about what we want to accomplish. We should break down large goals into smaller ones that are more achievable in the short term. This will make it easier for us to stay on track and reach our ultimate goal in the long run. It's also important to set deadlines for ourselves so that we have a sense of urgency when working towards our objectives. Setting milestones or rewards along the way can also be helpful, as they provide motivation when things get tough. Finally, don't forget to celebrate your successes. Achieving even small goals is worth celebrating, as it helps build confidence and encourages further progress towards larger ambitions. Main idea number 7. Visualizing success is a powerful tool for positive thinking. Taking the time to imagine yourself achieving your goals can help to keep you motivated and inspired. It's important to take some time each day, or even just once a week, to visualize what it would look like if you achieved your desired outcome. Picture yourself in the moment of success. How does it feel? What do you see around you? Who is there with you? When visualizing success, focus on the details that will make it real for you. Imagine how proud and satisfied you'll be when all of your hard work pays off. Think about how much better life will be when everything falls into place and all of your dreams come true. The more vivid and detailed these images are, the more likely they are to become reality. Visualize success as often as possible so that it becomes part of who you are, an integral part of your identity. Main idea number 8. Taking care of yourself is essential for positive thinking. This means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. When you take the time to look after your physical health, it can have a huge impact on your mental well-being too. Getting enough restful sleep helps to reduce stress levels and improve concentration during the day. Eating nutritious meals provides your body with the energy it needs to function properly and stay healthy. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables will help keep you feeling energized throughout the day. Additionally, regular exercise has been proven to boost moods by releasing endorphins, which are known as happy hormones. By taking care of yourself physically, you can also benefit mentally in many ways, such as improved self-esteem and confidence. Taking time out for yourself each day allows you to relax and recharge so that when life gets tough or stressful situations arise, you are better equipped to handle them. Main idea number 9. Practicing self-compassion is an essential part of positive thinking. It involves being kind to yourself and forgiving yourself for mistakes. Self-compassion can help you stay motivated, even when things don't go as planned. When we are compassionate with ourselves, it helps us to be more understanding and accepting of our flaws and imperfections. We can learn from our mistakes without feeling guilty or ashamed. Self-compassion also encourages us to take responsibility for our actions instead of blaming others or making excuses. This allows us to move forward in a positive direction rather than getting stuck in negative patterns of behavior. Additionally, practicing self-compassion can help reduce stress levels by allowing us to accept difficult situations without judgment. When we practice self-compassion, we become better able to recognize the good qualities within ourselves that make up who we are as individuals. We become more aware of how our thoughts and feelings affect our lives and those around us, which leads to greater empathy towards others as well. Main idea number 10. Finding your purpose is an essential part of living a positive life. It can be difficult to stay motivated and focused when you don't have a clear idea of what it is that you want to achieve. Taking the time to reflect on what matters most to you, and how you want your life to look, can help guide your decisions and actions. Norman Vincent Peale's book The Power of Positive Living encourages readers to take stock of their lives and find out what they are truly passionate about. He suggests asking yourself questions such as, what do I value? What makes me happy? What am I good at? Answering these questions honestly will help give clarity on where your focus should lie. Once you have identified your purpose, it's important not only to keep this in mind but also act upon it. This could mean setting goals or taking steps towards achieving them, no matter how small they may seem, every step counts. Keeping track of progress made along the way will provide motivation for continuing down this path. Main idea number 11. Taking time to relax and unwind is essential for positive thinking. This means taking the time to do things that you enjoy, such as reading a book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or engaging in some other activity that brings you joy. It also means taking breaks throughout your day so that you can recharge and refocus on what's important. Taking regular breaks will help reduce stress levels and allow you to think more clearly. When we take the time to relax our minds and bodies, it helps us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. We can then use this awareness to make conscious choices about how we want to respond in any given situation. Relaxation also allows us access into deeper parts of ourselves where creativity resides, allowing us greater insight into problem solving. By making relaxation part of your daily routine, it will become easier over time for you to recognize when stress is building up inside of yourself before it becomes overwhelming. You will be able to create space between stimulus, the event, and response, your reaction, giving yourself the opportunity to choose how best handle whatever life throws at you. Main idea number 12. Focusing on the present is an essential part of positive thinking. It means being mindful and aware of what is happening in the moment, rather than worrying about what might happen in the future or ruminating over past events. When we focus on the present, we can appreciate all that life has to offer us right now. We can savor each moment and be grateful for our experiences. Living in the present also helps us to stay focused on our goals and objectives. Instead of getting distracted by worries about potential problems down the road, we can concentrate on taking action today that will help us reach our desired outcomes tomorrow. By staying focused on what needs to be done now, we are more likely to achieve success in both short-term and long-term endeavors. Finally, focusing on the present allows us to enjoy life more fully without feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or regret from past mistakes or fears about things that may never come true. We can take pleasure in simple moments like watching a sunset or spending time with friends without worrying about anything else but enjoying those moments as they occur. Main idea number 13. Practicing mindfulness is a powerful tool for positive thinking. It involves taking time to be aware of your thoughts and feelings, and being mindful of the present moment. This can help you stay grounded and focused on what matters most in life. Mindfulness helps us to recognize our own patterns of thought, allowing us to make conscious choices about how we respond to situations. Mindfulness also encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and reactions, rather than blaming others or external circumstances. By becoming more aware of ourselves, we can learn how to better manage stress and difficult emotions such as anger or fear. We can also become more compassionate towards ourselves by recognizing that all humans experience similar struggles. Finally, practicing mindfulness allows us to appreciate the beauty in everyday moments that often go unnoticed. Taking time each day for self-reflection can help bring clarity into our lives so that we may live with greater purpose and intention. Main idea number 14. Letting go of negative thoughts is an essential part of positive thinking. It means recognizing when you are having negative thoughts and consciously choosing to focus on the positive instead. Negative thoughts can be destructive, leading to feelings of hopelessness and despair. They can also lead to unhealthy behaviors such as overeating or substance abuse. The key to letting go of negative thoughts is being aware that they exist in the first place. Once you recognize them, it's important to take a step back and reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with a situation, try looking for something good about it or how you could make it better. It's also helpful to practice gratitude by taking time each day to appreciate all the good things in your life. This will help shift your mindset from one focused on lack and negativity towards one filled with abundance and positivity. Finally, remember that no matter how hard it may seem at times, letting go of negative thoughts is possible if you stay committed and consistent in your efforts. With enough practice, you can learn how to replace those destructive thought patterns with more productive ones. Main idea number 15. Finding your inner strength is an essential part of positive thinking. It means recognizing the power that lies within you and trusting in yourself to make the right decisions. This can be a difficult process, as it requires self-reflection and introspection. However, by taking time to reflect on what makes you unique and special, you can begin to understand how powerful you truly are. The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale offers many helpful tips for finding your inner strength. He suggests focusing on the things that bring joy into your life and using them as motivation when times get tough. Additionally, he encourages readers to practice gratitude for all they have achieved so far in their lives and use this appreciation as a source of inspiration. Finally, Peale emphasizes the importance of believing in yourself no matter what challenges come your way. By having faith in yourself and knowing that anything is possible with hard work and dedication, you will be able to find true inner strength. Main idea number 16. Taking time to reflect is an essential part of positive thinking. It allows us to take a step back and look at our lives from a different perspective, enabling us to gain clarity on what we want out of life and how best to achieve it. Reflection can help us identify areas where we need improvement, as well as recognize the successes that have already been achieved. Reflecting also helps us become more mindful of our thoughts and actions. We can learn from past experiences, both good and bad, in order to make better decisions in the future. Taking time for reflection gives us the opportunity to pause and think about how our current choices are impacting our lives now and into the future. Finally, taking time for reflection can be beneficial for mental health by helping reduce stress levels. When we take a moment away from all the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it gives us space to process any negative emotions or worries that may be weighing on our minds. Main idea number 17. Celebrating your successes is an important part of positive thinking. Taking the time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments can help you stay motivated and inspired. It's easy to get caught up in our daily lives, but it's essential that we take a step back every now and then to reflect on what we have achieved. Celebrating our successes helps us remember how far we've come, which can be incredibly empowering. When celebrating your successes, it's important to acknowledge both big and small wins. Achieving something major like graduating from college or getting a promotion at work should definitely be celebrated. But don't forget about the smaller victories too, like finally finishing that project you've been working on for weeks or mastering a new skill. All of these accomplishments are worth recognizing. The way you celebrate is completely up to you, whether it's treating yourself with something special or simply taking some time out for self-care activities such as reading a book or going for a walk in nature. Whatever makes you feel good is the right choice. Main idea number 18. Practicing positive affirmations is a powerful tool for cultivating a more positive outlook on life. By repeating positive statements to yourself, you can help to shift your mindset and create an environment of positivity. This practice has been popularized by Norman Vincent Peale in his book The Power of Positive Living, which encourages readers to use affirmations as part of their daily routine. Positive affirmations are short phrases or sentences that focus on the good things in life. They can be used to remind yourself of your strengths and abilities, or simply provide encouragement when times get tough. Examples include, "I am capable," "I will succeed," and "I am worthy." Repeating these statements out loud or writing them down can help you stay focused on the positives in any situation. The power of positive thinking is real. It has been scientifically proven that our thoughts have an effect on our emotions and behavior. Practicing positive affirmations helps us become aware of our thought patterns so we can choose how we want to think about ourselves and the world around us. By taking time each day to repeat positive statements about ourselves, we can start creating new habits that lead towards greater happiness and success in all areas of life. Main idea number 19. Finding your passion is an essential part of living a positive life. It can be difficult to stay motivated and inspired if you don't know what it is that truly drives you. Taking the time to explore what makes you passionate about something can help to keep your enthusiasm alive and give you direction in life. Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Living, encourages readers to take the time to discover their passions. He suggests that by doing this, we will find our true purpose in life and be able to live with greater joy and satisfaction. He also emphasizes the importance of having faith in yourself as well as believing that anything is possible when we put our minds towards achieving it. By finding out what brings us joy and fulfillment, we are better equipped for success. We become more confident in ourselves because we have taken the time to identify our strengths and weaknesses. This allows us to focus on developing those areas where we excel while still being open-minded enough to learn from mistakes or failures along the way. Finding your passion isn't always easy, but it's worth taking the time for self-reflection so that you can make sure you're living a meaningful life full of purposeful activities. With dedication and perseverance, anyone can uncover their true passions, no matter how big or small they may seem, which will ultimately lead them down a path filled with happiness and contentment. Main idea number 20. Living in the moment is an important part of positive thinking. It means taking time to appreciate what is happening right now, instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. This can be done by focusing on your current experiences and savoring them as much as possible. For example, if you are out for a walk, take time to notice all the sights and sounds around you, from birds singing to children playing, rather than letting your mind wander off into worries about tomorrow. When we live in the moment, we become more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. We can observe our emotions without judgment or attachment, allowing us to gain insight into ourselves and how we interact with others. Living in the present also helps us stay connected with those around us. When we focus on being fully present with someone else, it allows us to build stronger relationships. Finally, living in the moment gives us a sense of peace and contentment that comes from knowing that this exact moment will never come again. By appreciating each experience for what it is, unique and special, we can find joy even in small moments throughout our day. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.